I'm Chris Lenton, NGI's editor for Mexico and Latin America. I'm based all the way down at the end of Latin America in Santiago, Chile, where as of today, we still somehow have only 25 coronavirus cases, but I imagine that will change soon. The idea for this podcast is to dig into the big issues affecting the natural gas and energy industry in North America, Mexico specifically, but I'll also get into other parts of Latin America as well. Sometimes we'll have interviews, sometimes it'll just be me. But I think today, the best way to start this podcast is sort of going through what I think are the big issues or sort of the pertinent issues in the Mexico natural gas industry as it stands on March 12th, 2020. And I will leave aside the coronavirus because that is ongoing and we're not exactly sure how that's going to, in the long run, affect natural gas in Mexico specifically. That said, natural gas prices, and this is my first point, I'm going to go over three points that I think are crucial for today. Natural gas prices in Mexico continue to be historically cheap, and mainly that's because natural gas is priced off U.S. indexes, where, as we all know, prices are historically cheap. And most of the natural gas that Mexico uses is imported from the southern part of the United States. Mexico's IPGN monthly natural gas price index, which is a monthly index formed by energy regulator CRE, dipped below $3 for the first time in 5 months in January, averaging $2.92 per MMBTU, which is about half the price that it was a year ago. And so that's quite significant. It related to that, natural gas production fell slightly in Mexico last year, according to Pemex figures, to about 3.7 BCF a day, down from about 3.84 in 2018. So this has been a trend that we've seen in Mexico for the last decade or so. And I think if there's one thing we can say for certain in this very sort of uncertain time, it's that gas imports from the United States into Mexico are going to continue growing. Related to that is my second big point on Mexico natural gas, which is that LNG projects are starting to take shape to export U.S. gas out of the Pacific coast and towards Asian markets. IEnova, which is the Mexico unit of Sempra Energy, said it's going to make a final investment decision on its Energía Costa Azul project this month. It has all its permits in place and all the construction contracts, and it looks like it's going to go ahead. There's a second project being developed by Mexico Pacific Limited, and they just awarded a FEED contract to TechNip for another LNG project in Baja. I don't think it's Baja. It's in Puerto Libertad, which is also on the Pacific coast. And the idea is that they use cheap U.S. gas and send it out to Asian markets, Japan, South Korea, and China. And the advantage is that, you know, these tankers don't have to go through the Panama Canal. So that's something that's taking shape, which is obviously very interesting considering the fact that Mexico has to import majority of its natural gas. But it is something that now looks like it will be a reality. And then the third big point is sort of the infrastructure development that we've seen since the energy reform in Mexico, which continues, but, you know, with it issues here and there. The Grupo Carso line from Samalayuca to Sasabe has been postponed again. It was delayed for like 2 years because of rights of wage issues, and it looked like it was going to come online at the start of this year. But now it's going to come online at the end of this year, probably around September. That's a pipeline that will get gas from Waha over to the west coast of Mexico and will feed CFE pipelines there. CFE power plants there. And then finally is the Guadalajara system, which will get gas when it's complete from the Permian Basin as well down into Mexico's industrial heart. And that should be complete at the end of the month. And that will be significant, both for buyers and also for Permian Basin producers who are sort of eager to for new offtake. And that is it. So let's leave it there. I look forward to being a part of this podcast, as I said, to have interviews and to hopefully construct something that will be a great addition to our news and our data. Until we meet again, Stay safe, stay healthy. Goodbye.